These lines were quiet, and it was a clear day, as today is clear. And there were clouds high in the sky, as there are now. And the plaza was not yet dusty, for there had been a heavy dew in the night, and the trees cast a shade over the men in the lines, and you could hear the water running from the brass pipe in the mouth of the lion and falling into the bowl of the fountain where the women bring the water jars to fill them. Only near the Ayuntamiento, where the priest was complying with his duties with the fascists, was there any ribaldry, and that came from those worthless ones who, as I said, were already drunk and were crowded around the windows shouting obscenities and jokes in bad taste in through the iron bars of the windows. Most of the men in the lines were waiting quietly, and I heard one say to another, "Will there be women?" And another said, "I hope to Christ, no." Then one said, "Here is the woman of Pablo. Listen, Pilar, will there be women?" I looked at him, and he was a peasant dressed in his Sunday jacket and sweating heavily, and I said, "No, Joaquin, there are no women. We are not killing the women. Why should we kill their women?" And he said, "Thanks be to Christ, there are no women. And when does it start?" And I said, "As soon as the priest finishes." "And the priest?" "I don't know," I told him, and I saw his face working and the sweat coming down on his forehead. "I have never killed a man," he said. "Then you will learn," the peasant next to him said. "But I do not think one blow with this will kill a man," and he held his flail in both hands and looked at it with doubt. "That is the beauty of it," another peasant said. "There must be many blows." "They have taken Valladolid. They have Avila," someone said. "I heard that before we came into town." "They will never take this town. This town is ours. We have struck ahead of them," I said. "Pablo is not one to wait for them to strike." "Pablo is able," another said. "But in this finishing off of the civiles, he was egoistic. Don't you think so, Pilar?" "Yes," I said. "But now all are participating in this." "Yes," he said. "It is well organized. But why do we not hear more news of the movement?" "Pablo cut the telephone wires before the assault on the barracks. They are not yet repaired." "Ah," he said, "it is for this we hear nothing. I had my news from the road mender station early this morning." "Why is this done thus, Pilar?" he said to me. "To save bullets," I said, "and that each man should have his share in the responsibility." "That it should start, then. That it should start." And I looked at him and saw that he was crying. "Why are you crying, Joaquin?" I asked him. "This is not to cry about." "I cannot help it, Pilar," he said. "I have never killed anyone." If you have not seen the day of revolution in a small town, where all know all in the town and always have known all, you have seen nothing. And on this day, most of the men in the double line across the plaza wore the clothes in which they worked in the fields, having come into town hurriedly. But some, not knowing how one should dress for the first day of a movement, wore their clothes for Sundays or holidays, and these, seeing that the others, including those who had attacked the barracks, wore their oldest clothes, were ashamed of being wrongly dressed. But they did not like to take off their jackets for fear of losing them, or that they might be stolen by the worthless ones, and so they stood, sweating in the sun, and waiting for it to commence. Then the wind rose, and the dust was now dry in the plaza, for the men walking and standing and shuffling had loosened it, and it commenced to blow, and a man in a dark blue Sunday jacket shouted, "Agua, agua!" And the caretaker of the plaza, whose duty it was to sprinkle the plaza each morning with a hose, came and turned the hose on, and commenced to lay the dust at the edge of the plaza, and then toward the center. Then the two lines fell back and let him lay the dust over the center of the plaza, the hose sweeping in wide arcs, and the water glistening in the sun, and the men leaning on their flails or the clubs or the white wood pitchforks, and watching the sweep of the stream of water. And then when the plaza was nicely moistened and the dust settled, the lines formed up again, and a peasant shouted, "When do we get the first fascist? When does the first one come out of the box?"
"Soon," Pablo shouted from the door of the Ayuntamiento. "Soon the first one comes out." His voice was hoarse from shouting in the assault and from the smoke of the barracks.
"What's the delay?" someone asked.
"They're still occupied with their sins," Pablo shouted.
"Clearly there are 20 of them," a man said.
"More," said another.
"Among 20 there are many sins to recount."
"Yes, but I think it's a trick to gain time. Surely facing such an emergency one could not remember one's sins, except for the biggest."
"Then have patience, for with more than 20 of them there are enough of the biggest sins to take some time."
I have patience, said the other, but it is better to get it over with, both for them and for us. It is July, and there is much work. We have harvested, but we have not threshed. We are not yet in the time of fairs and festivals.
But this will be a fair and festival today, another said, the Fair of Liberty. And from this day, when these are extinguished, the town and the land are ours.
We thresh fascists today, said one, and out of the chaff comes the freedom of this pueblo.
We must administer it well to deserve it, said another.
Pilar, he said to me, when do we have a meeting for organization?
Immediately after this is completed, I told him, in the same building of the Ayuntamiento.